Bashevsky Sabo contains one of the two major tochachos, one of the two major rebukes, frightening, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Bnei Yisrael. We have one in Parshas Bechukosai, in Chumash Vayikra, and one in this week's Parsha. And the Torah comes along and tells Bnei Yisrael what will happen if they abandon the life of Torah. And you read the Parsha, you read the Pesukim, and it's frightening. There's still seats. And in the middle of the Tochacha, the Torah has a strange explanation for what's going on. Perek Chav Chet, Pasuk Mem Zayin. The Torah says, Tachas asher lo avadeta as Hashem Elokecha b'simcha uvetuv levav meirov kol. Since you didn't worship Hashem with joy, with happiness, v'avadeta asayvecha sheyishalchenu Hashem bach b'rav uvetzama uve'eram uvechoser kol v'nosan ol barzal al tzavarecha dishmido asach. Tells us that we're going to have to worship, but we're going to have to serve our enemies with in famine and thirst, without anything. And you say to yourself, just because I didn't worship Hashem b'simcha, it doesn't say I didn't worship Hashem. That I didn't worship Hashem b'simcha. For that, I'm going to have to suffer so much. You know, so I wasn't jumping and dancing and clapping and, you know, singing mitzvah gedoli lios b'simcha all the time and blaring music from the car. You know, I did what I was supposed to do, so I wasn't happy clappy. For that I have to suffer? I did what I was supposed to do, at least in actions. So why is there such a serious punishment? If it wasn't done b'simcha. And the answer to a certain extent is obvious. The question is how we view a life of Torah. We can view a life of Torah as a tremendous opportunity to get close to the Ribono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us so many opportunities to daven, to get close to Him. We look at Shabbos as a tremendous gift from the Ribono Shel Olam. We look at all the mitzvahs as something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bocher ba'amo Yisrael bi'ahava. He did it out of love. So wonderful, so great. Or you could look at a life of Torah as nebach, a burden. I have to do it. There's a 613 parts of an obstacle course, and I have to somehow or another manage and survive. And if we view it as the latter, we have a tremendously skewered view of what Torah is supposed to be about. Moshe Feinstein Zatzal used to lament, who unfortunately decades ago, Jews in America, when life wasn't so easy, financially and otherwise, would come home at the end of a long week and they would sigh and they would say, "Oy, shver zu sein ayid. It's difficult to be a Jew." Week after week. And the children heard their parents. And they said, "Okay, it's so difficult to be a Jew, why be a Jew?" And we lost a generation of people. Because instead of coming home and saying, "It's wonderful to be a Jew, there are challenges, but it's wonderful, it's great, it's joyous," you come along and you say, "I do what I have to do, but nebach," then the message to the next generation is, "Why bother?" The Torah comes along and says, Tachas asher lo avadetas Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tuv levav. If you don't have any joy in what you're doing, you don't look at it as good, as wonderful, as a tremendous gift from the Ribono Shel Olam, then you have such a skewered view of what Yadus is all about, what Torah is all about, what Mitzvah is all about. Then the frightening result is the Tochacha. But I saw an additional explanation that's brought down from the Kotzker Rebbe. And he puts a bit of a comma, a little bit of a pause in the pasuk. It gives it a different meaning. He reads the pasuk as if it said, "Tachas Hashem lo avadetas Hashem Elokecha b'simcha." Not "Tachas Hashem lo avadetas Hashem Elokecha b'simcha," but "Tachas Hashem lo avadetas Hashem Elokecha, comma, b'simcha." Because you didn't worship Hashem, and your non-worship Hashem was done with tremendous simcha. What does he mean? The non-worship of Hashem was done tremendous simcha. I'll take you back, it's close to 40 years ago. Somebody showed me an article, it's been a long time since I read this article. But it made a tremendous, unfortunately, a tremendous impression on me. It was an article written by a freshman in Harvard. And the article was published, if I remember correctly, in the Harvard Crimson, famous undergraduate newspaper. Those of you who are not familiar, Harvard is one of the most prestigious universities in the United States. And it was written by somebody who had gone through 12 years of yeshiva education, elementary school and high school. And she went off to Harvard. And she was talking about how she was so glad to leave Yiddishkeit behind. And she describes with such glee how she was invited to one of her Christian friends that she had made friends with in Harvard for a Christmas dinner. And she was able to eat pork for the first time. She described it with such glee. To this day, it's Goel Nefesh. This is somebody, in the words of the Kotzker, who's Hashem Tachas Hashem lo avadetas Hashem Elokecha, but b'simcha, I was finally able to participate in a Christmas dinner and eat pork. Twelve years of yeshiva education, from family. That was 40 years ago. What's happening, Bismaneinu? Talk about things we don't really want to talk about. Somebody told me just a few weeks ago, two young women, again, 12 years of yeshiva education, from what I understand, 13 years, including years spent in seminary, maybe even more. Count the fact that if I understood correctly, they're in Stern College. And they were able to announce their engagement. Two fine young women. But unfortunately, not to two fine young men, but to each other. They wanted to everybody wish them mazel tov. It's a simcha. It's a mela. So people, none of us are perfect. And we all are getting ready for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and we all have a lot to do tshuva for. But to come along and celebrate and be happy. I want everybody to know, Baruch Hashem, I daven shachris today without kavana. Wish me mazel tov. Yesterday I spoke Lashon Hara for 3 minutes straight. Tomorrow, hopefully, for four. celebrate it. Something to be happy about. Gonna give a kiddush in shul. I was managed to embezzle $10 million from my company. Come celebrate. This is what Torah means, says the Kotzke. It says, Tachas Hashalo, Avadetas Hashem Elokecha, Mela. There's no charata. There isn't even a sense of neutrality. This joy, this simcha. The result is a frightening, frightening tochacha. We have to learn to celebrate, to be happy with the tremendous opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us every day. That He truly is Bocher Ba'amu Yisrael B'Yahava. It's with tremendous love. Don't realize. Can't imagine what our lives would be if we didn't have a Shabbos each week. How could we survive? And how would we be able to guide ourselves in our lives if we didn't have a Torah that teaches us Bein Adam Lamakom, Bein Adam Lachavero, to treat each other, to relate to the Ribono Shel Olam? How could we survive? Yes, times are challenging. Baruch Hashem, what the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And when we falter and we stumble, when we give in to our Yetzer Hara, to realize it's not a time to celebrate. It's a time that we need to try again, to try a little bit harder, to try to work on improving ourselves. And Bezus Hashem, for Oveit HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Simcha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond, not Chas V'Shalom with Tochacha, but with tremendous bracha.